Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Without question, one of the best this profession has ever seen, and a belated happy birthday to Merrill Reese. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. I get to ignore birthdays now, but but thank you anyhow.
1 through 53. Do you see a depth in this roster that maybe you haven't seen for a while in this league?
They're awfully good. They are awfully, awfully good. They are deep in some areas. They're young in some areas. They've got one of the best two or three quarterbacks in the National Football League, I think. They're loaded going into the season. However, I don't use that word or words Super Bowl. That does not enter my mouth except if I'm referring to last February 4th. But I think about nothing. It sounds like a coach. I think about nothing but Sunday in Foxborough against the Patriots, because if you get ahead of yourself, you can end up very disappointed, because the war of attrition is what the NFL is all about.
Well, that, and you know what I say all the time when I'm doing Penn State games. I only talk about what's in front of me this week. That's all I can talk about. It's all you can talk about is what's in front of you this week.
But you know, you'd have to say, well, what are the Eagles' likelihood? What's the likelihood of the Eagles making it back to the Super Bowl this year? Well, it's there, but there are probably six other teams that have a good shot of getting back to the Super Bowl. Everything has to go right. And it's not always the team that starts out as the best team on paper when you enter a season. You lose the wrong three people at the wrong time during the season, and a team that could be 14-3, as the Eagles were last year, could end up 10-7 or 9-8. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah. No, you have to be very fortunate in this, as you said, war of attrition, especially with an extra game, 17. It's more so than ever. One of the changes on offense is Miles Sanders is now with Carolina. Swift has come in to join Gainwell, Boston Scott. What's your thought on the running game?
It's good. It's very, very good. I noticed Swift practicing with the receivers yesterday, which tells me that when he's in, he's also going to be a running back who gets a lot of screen passes or even goes downfield for passes. They did that with Miles more early than they did in the last couple of years. And by the way, I was a Miles fan, both Miles the person and Miles the player. I think he did a lot for this team. I thought he was a terrific, terrific guy. The thing with Miles is just what you find throughout the league, a devaluation of the running back department. And when they become free agents, the teams aren't going to open up the vault to keep them there, and so they move on. But I think DeAndre Swift is going to be very, very good, and the same could be said about Kenneth Gainwell. Same could be said about Rashad Penny, and I love Boston Scott. So I think they're going to be very, very capable, but I think you're going to see them catching a lot of balls, particularly Swift.
What kind of influence do you feel like a guy like Fletcher Cox has on those young defensive linemen like Carter and Davis, for example?
I think he's the veteran who will teach them how to grow up fast, impart wisdom that he has from so many years in the league playing at the highest level. And I think he's somebody who will be able to, if used sparingly, be able to come in late in the game and make big plays. I think he could do that. But I think he's a good role model for these guys.
What have you thought about Davis and about Carter, at least in the initial look of practice, a preseason game? What have you thought of them?
I think they're both outstanding. I think Carter is going to make the biggest noise because I was saying to him the other day, I can't wait to call your first sack. And I'm willing to tell you that I think it's going to be in the first quarter, very early in Foxborough. If I were Mac Jones, I'd have nightmares all week. And as far as Davis is concerned, he's more of a space taker. He's more of a run stopper. I could see him pushing the line backwards and creating opportunities for Carter. Carter is more dynamic, but that doesn't mean that Davis isn't very, very good also.
And there's also N'Kobe Dean. And then I know Smith got banged up a little bit in the preseason, but it's a lot of Georgia over there. How important was it to Howie Roseman to not only get guys that are talented, because those four are very talented, but also have that kind of, quote, winning pedigree?
I think it's something that they ignored for all too long. I mean, I think it's time that they start looking for SEC teams, players. Get guys out of Alabama, like Devontae Smith, like Landon Dickerson. You pick on teams that have the best players who play in the biggest stages. I think that's very important, and I think it's evident in the way this team's talent level has risen.
Jalen Hurts has worked his backside off to be the quarterback that we watched last season and that we're about to watch this season. He's a worker. What does his demeanor mean to set the tone for the rest of the team as to how he handles his business?
I think it's more leadership by example than a guy who's going to be giving impassioned speeches. I mean, he'll speak to other players and give them advice and talk to them when they're on the sideline, but he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not going to make any locker room declarations. He's quiet. He keeps to himself. He's extremely studious, and he is always, always working. I never saw a quarterback, Steve, have a better summer than he has. You know he didn't play in any games. But every practice, I think the only time the ball hit the ground was when somebody dropped it. I mean, he was so proficient. He was so accurate throughout the summer. He looks, I don't think we've seen anywhere near his ceiling yet.
Interesting. Nick Sirianni, this is obviously, he's the head coach. Yeah, so they're implementing his vision, his idea. But it's still going to be two new coordinators. Any thought process on the two coordinators, Merrill?
Well, I think I guess you know the story that Brian Johnson played for Jalen Hurts' dad, and he's known Jalen Hurts since he was a little boy of 5 or 6 years old. So I think that union is a natural one. I think he's also a bright coach, one of the youngest coaches ever to be an offensive coordinator when he was at the University of Florida. Was a terrific quarterback himself at Utah. I think but he's also part of this system for a while. So I don't look for anything to be dramatically different because it worked last year, and I think you'll see a lot of what Shane Steichen put in last year, although, as Brian Johnson says, we're always looking for new things and ways to improve. So there will be some wrinkles, but I don't think it's going to be a vastly different offense schematically. On the defense, I don't know. I know that I've talked to their new defensive coordinator, Sean Desai. Bright guy, has a doctorate, seems to be liked by the players, works hard, but we haven't seen anything. You go into the preseason games, as they say, you see vanilla. I would have liked to have seen a little pistachio, a little raspberry, you know, but we saw nothing but base defenses and base offenses. So until Sunday afternoon at about 1:15, or not 1:15, it's a 4 o'clock game. 1:15, I won't know anything other than what game I'm watching on television. but it's a 4:25 game. So let's say by 5 o'clock, I'll have an idea about what's new with the defense.
Well, last year when we did this segment, the Eagles opened with Detroit, and Merrill Reese said on this show, he says, you know what, Steve, watch out for those Lions. There's something about them. Well, they won 9 games last year, and they won last night. So you are still looking at teams, and you can figure them out pretty quickly.
I think they're going to be one of the best teams this year in the NFC. I'm going to tell you something. Now, people will laugh at this. I'm looking at the different picks from networks and from magazines, and a lot of people are saying that it will all boil down in the NFC at the end to the Eagles and the 49ers. I honestly believe that the Lions will win more games than the 49ers. I think the 49ers could be more of a disappointing team. I don't know that Brock Purdy is the is the answer. I mean, yes, he came in. He was a seventh-round draft choice, Mr. Irrelevant, as they call the last player in the draft, and he did a good job. I'm not taking anything away from him. But I don't know how just how good he is. He was more of a game manager last year. I don't think he's as dangerous as Steve Garoppolo, for that matter.
Yeah, right.
But regardless, and I also a big piece of that team was the play of their defense. And a big part of their defensive success was a man who I am very honored to call a friend, by the name of D'Amico Ryans, who is now the head coach in Houston. I think they'll miss him. I really do. I think he's a special coach and a special motivator, a special person. I spent a whole afternoon one time doing Wendy's Baconator commercials with him. And we really had a lot of fun together. And he's a great guy. He's a bright guy. But he's really a rallying force for a team. And he's special. So I think they'll miss him. And I think the Lions will get better and better. I think that they've brought Jared Goff back to life. He looked like a pretty good quarterback. No, he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Jalen Hurts. But he's not a bad quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. So I think he'll be very interesting to watch.
Well, you are Mr. Relevant, and you are also special to us. Merrill, another great season coming up. We're looking forward to listening to all of it. Thank you so much, my friend, for your time and all the great work that you do.
Thank you, Steve. But I have to tell you also, I am very excited about the Nittany Lions. I love what I have seen of Drew Aller. I think he's special. Yeah. And I'm also happy that Sean Clifford is the backup quarterback to the Green Bay of the Green Bay Packers. That just validates what everybody knew about Sean Clifford, who had such a phenomenal Rose Bowl game. So, as I say, go Birds and go Nittany Lions, and I can't wait to see more of Drew Aller.
Well, guess what?
Go Nittany Lions, go Birds. And for that matter, hear more of Steve Jones, because you do a terrific job.
Thank you, Merrill. That means so much to me. My friend, thanks so much. Good luck in Foxborough. Good luck all season. We will talk soon.
I look forward to that, Steve. Have a great weekend.